Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Rahimi and Harris on The Score with me, Mark Rode, filling in for Lales. This hour sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com, affordable implants, life-changing smiles. Let's take some guesses on the Chicago Bears, shall we?
Educated guesses.
We'd like to think educated guesses. Some people might take exception to that.
I'm doing really well lately in the sports gambling world.
Oh, I didn't know you were you got the app? You got one of the apps?
But I've made a lot of predictions that are looking real good. I think Kyle Raleigh was like, I want to say 550-1 plus 550 for AL MVP. I'm loving where I got that. You look at it now. You ain't getting that number.
Yeah, it's hard to look past 50 bombs. Has he gone over 50? I know he hit his 50th.
He's at 50, I think,
Jesus, man. Let us bring in, for this segment that we were about to do, Robbie the Tree Triano, who is executively producing this show here today.
So I have a list of player props for the Bears this year. Offensive players only. These are courtesy of our friends at FanDuel. And the first one we're going to do, it has to do with the quarterback. Caleb Williams over under passing yards, 3,625. Let me just give some context. Last year, he had 3,542. Does Caleb Williams go over or under 3,625?
Mark, give me the over, and I'm going to explain why. Two things. One, the majority of these yards will be had in the back half of the season when things really get cooking with this offense. Two, they're going to be down in a lot of these games, so they're going to be passing a lot in the second half early in the season. The combination of that, give me 4,000 yards on the season for Caleb.
Wow, you're going 4,000.
Yep.
I don't know if I'm going to go 4,000, but I am going to take the over. All the reasons that you gave were very good. I would also say that there has to be a Ben Johnson effect. There can't not be a Ben Johnson effect for Caleb Williams, or the coach that you brought in for the big bucks wasn't worth it. I know this is 1 year that we're talking about, but I am counting on the Ben Johnson bump. He might get to 4,000 yards. And again, I said this yesterday too. We kind of have to recalibrate our 1,000 yards for rushing, 1,000 yards for receiving, 4,000 yards for quarterbacks, because it is a 17-game season. It is easier to accomplish now for Bears quarterbacks than it had been with the 16-game season and even the 13-game season prior to that. Or was it 11?
Vegas knows that. So that's why Vegas has the numbers. Trust me, these are well done by
Vegas.
That's
a good point. I forget how exacting the Vegas odds makers are.
They're here to make money.
They are here to make money. So we're both on the over on that, Bob Tree.
So if he has 4,000 yards, is that a successful season for Caleb Williams?
I mean, I would think so. I mean, we have to see how it looks, what's the word I'm trying to think of?
I'm not going to call them garbage yards, Mark, but I'm telling you, if they're down by 20 points to somebody and he's out here throwing for 200 yards in the second half, they might lose the game and he still ends up with 400 yards.
Hold on, I just recalibrated my thoughts on this. Who gives a crap if it's garbage time or it's sloppy getting to 4,000? If a Bears quarterback gets $4,000 yards, I will not look back and try to nitpick that. I will celebrate on the streets
even
of Chicago.
Even if he has 20 interceptions, I think you're way putting too much on the 4,000 yards.
Yeah, that's kind of meatball-y, too.
Yeah, it's super meatball-y.
It's like my Aunt Rhonda yesterday, because we threw out the question yesterday, what's a successful season for the Bears? She's such a meatball. She said that the Bears beating the Packers twice is a successful
two wins
season.
But they're both against the Packers.
I agree with you, Aunt Rhonda. I love you, because she's probably listening right now.
Let's talk about the people that Caleb Johnson will be throwing the ball to. Let's talk about his number one receiver, DJ Moore. Vegas has DJ Moore over under 975.5 receiving yards.
Give me the under, Mark.
What was the? I'm sorry, I was looking at the text line.
It's 975.5 yards receiving for DJ Moore. You want the over or the under?
Wow.
975.5.
This is good. You said under?
Give me the under.
Go on.
Give me the under.
And?
There's too many mouths to feed. We just heard Allen Robinson talking about the sacrifice that Ben Johnson talks about.
Good call.
And I just believe that they're also going to get the ball to DJ Moore specifically in other ways. So he may very well have 1,000 total yards, but I don't think he's going to get the 975.5 over on the receiving.
It's pretty well laid out by you. Plus, I don't know what's going on with in terms of who will be the guy that there's always going to be a guy.
It's Rome.
That they want to be.
It's Rome.
It might be Rome.
It's, and then I say that not just because they want, but Caleb want. That Caleb to Rome thing is real.
It seems convenient, right? They both come in as first rounders. They're buddies. They like to be photographed together, like the whole thing. And he did have, again, relative to a 17-game season, he did have a decent year last year, Rome Odunze. Not want, you know, you want that to be a whole lot better. Just a quick text here. Grody, will it please you more if Caleb gets 4,000 yards in 16 games? Thank you. That's all I wanted to hear.
Will it
please you?
What?
Because I asked that question.
I remember.
You know what I'm talking about.
Exactly. That's what I said. What?
Don't make me have to play that again. And then somebody said, yeah, Marshall, like the Cubs overtaking the Brewers.
Yeah.
As your predictions.
The Cubs are going to catch the Brewers. Y'all can hammer me all you want.
I'm hammering you. It's hammer time.
Catch them. They're
going to
catch them.
Hammer there, hammer everywhere.
They're going to catch. And you know, I want them to keep the same energy. I want them to keep the same energy because I've had a lot of people on me. Oh, yes, they got blown out last night. Was it a bad loss? Absolutely. What? One out of 162? Do I look like I'm concerned?
A little bit. Your eyes are really wide right now.
I'm animated, not concerned.
Bob Tree, what do you got for the next question?
You brought up a name too, Rome Odunze. He's wide receiver 2, could be wide receiver 1 by the end of the year. His over-under for receiving yards, 850.5.
Give me the up. Give me the over.
Well, that's pretty
easy
obvious.
Over.
We knew that you were going to go over on that. Oh, boy. What did you have last year? You got that up right now, Robbie?
Last year, Rome Odunze, he had 734.
Give me the over.
Yeah. That was like...
He had games where he was non-existent, too. Give
seriously,
me the
like, honestly, like when I looked at his numbers at the end, they were like, oh, wow, he ended up having 730 yards. Okay.
Let me give it to you straight. 17 goes into 850 how many times?
I don't know. Are you seriously asking me?
No, I'm saying if you just divide 17 by 2, you get 8.5.
Okay. Never ask me to do. I know you like asking little questions like that.
It's 50 yards a game.
Okay.
Yeah. It's 50 yards a game.
Yeah.
It's 50 yards a game.
Right. One would think that he could accomplish that.
Yes.
Okay. We're on the same page. Over.
So here's another question to tie to those two. Who will finish with more receiving yards this year? DJ Moore, Rome Odunze? I think I know where Marshall's going.
I think it's going to be Rome Odunze.
Yeah, he's basically already
As long as
that.
DJ Moore is getting the ball in the way I think he's going to get a ball. In other ways, he's going to end up with more. I can see this. DJ Moore with more total yards than Rome Odunze, but Rome Odunze with more receiving
There's
yards.
Not a player I'm more excited to watch in the Bears offense besides Caleb Williams than DJ Moore. Well, I think how he's going to be used, seeing what I saw from the Lions offense, seeing what he could have an Amon-Ra type of role, plus the Jameson Williams rushing jet sweep type of role, DJ Moore is going to be a problem.
I would think Odunze is better suited for the jet sweep, but... I don't know about that.
I don't know about that. I like DJ's elusiveness. Like he gets because of his size, which is not great.
But when you think about what a jet sweep is, it's just raw speed. That's the point.
Yeah, but DJ Moore is not a slow man.
No, I'm not saying he's slow.
I mean, like that's a fast guy.
Rome's faster though, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Like, did you feel his speed last year? I did not feel Rome Odunze's speed.
I didn't
last
feel
year.
Much of anything from Rome Odunze when he said how many yards he caught. I was like, it was that many? That's the way I thought about it.
We didn't see him in open space enough. You know, like run, you know, catch and run. Like we didn't see enough of
that. Guess what? They got a schemer now.
Yeah, they do.
They got somebody who could scheme him open.
Yep, that's true.
And then he can also just get open.
Well, here's the thing. We're talking about DJ Moore being in the backfield. It's not just that. You know, what they figured out last year, too, was just pass, just do a quick slant to this guy. Just do a quick
screen. And let him go to work.
And let him cook. And they figured that out too late. That's the one thing that I don't know if Ben Johnson actually looked back at the tape and saw that. That's the one thing that seems to have carried over from last year's offense.
He's their best playmaker, period.
Yeah.
DJ Moore.
Let's go the running back before we have to break. DeAndre Swift, there's two questions. This is the first one. DeAndre Swift rushing yards, 800.5. 800 rushing yards.
Way over.
What?
Way over. He's going to be 1,000 yards
back. Last year, DeAndre Swift had 959 rushing yards.
I had DJ Moore in my brain for some reason. That's why I was like,
hey, who was he running behind last year? Not these guys. Give it to him.
Yeah, it's an over. That's the over. I like the way DeAndre Swift
And for
Swift
him,
is
the rushing touchdowns is 5.5 last year.
It's Ben Johnson's offense.
Six.
It's Ben Johnson's offense.
Plus, as of right now, he's their only running back.
Listen, Ben Johnson's offense. Let him go. Let him go.
Yeah, no
You got one more for us, though, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
The last one.
A little something.
This is a tight end that is new to the team, And I don't know what his role is going to be because there's Cole Kmet. But how many receiving yards will Colson Loveland get? The over-under from Vegas is 550 and a half.
That's tough.
It is tough. I'll tackle this one. I'll take a leap of faith and say the over. Just from watching how they have been using him in the practices, even in the preseason games, when you see some of the pre-snap motion and where he is planting, where he is lining up, I feel like they've got big plans for Colston Loveland. So I'm not saying he's going to have 1,000 yards, and I'm not saying much over the 550, maybe 650, 750, something like that. I'm not saying he's going to run crazy, but I've seen enough of Colston Loveland to know, or at least think, he moves differently in a good way, and that Ben Johnson truly loves this player.
It's 32.4 yards per game.
I know. I saw him. I was like, he's pulling out the calculator.
Yeah, I was like, come on. I was like, it's between 30 and 35 yards a game. I was like, yeah. But I wanted to tell the people the exact number. Yes, give me the over.
You are good at math. You did well in math in school.
I didn't take any math in college because I had 9 hours of math college credit when I graduated high school.
Meaning you were good in math.
Yes.
Yeah. And I just found out yesterday that David Hall is like he loves math.
Yeah,
like it's really.
Dave and
like,
I have a lot of similarities.
That's why? Interesting.
We're going to get together on a Scrabble board and handle some of our similarities.
I love it. I hope his workout is going well right now.
He's probably in the cold tub right now.
He looks pretty jacked up.
I'm going to go in there and drop some matches and see how many you think are like out of the box.
Wow.
When we return, it will be time for halftime. What are we talking about at halftime? Because I think we got a really good topic.
So we've got this innovative thing that someone came up with as far as weddings go, and a way to make your wedding guests feel more comfortable and maybe have a more enjoyable time. Everyone isn't on board, but I am, and I think Mark Grody and everybody else around here will be too.
Coming up next on the Rahimi and Harris Show with me, Mark Grody, on The Score.
Triple A Hawk.